That for something like the Flight to Neverland, for which we rendered 200 square miles of Edwardian London, that would be a real kind of tour de force, and both audience and actors alike would feel like they're being swept through a landscape. And they do fly around Nelson's Column and St. Paul's and down the Thames and under Tower Bridge, and the audience feels like they're going with them. But the rest of the time, we thought, well, we can't just switch the video on and off. That would be distracting. So we'll just make the video our set. But some of the time, it is interactive, like the flight to and from Neverland or Tink's Revival or an underwater sequence. And the rest of the time, it's really just the set. It's just a backdrop, but instead of a still one, the water will be rippling or the leaves will be swaying in the breeze. So that's how we use the video. So that's probably the fundamental difference between how we've done Peter Pan and anybody before us. But apart from that, we've really tried to remain faithful to the story and use everything at our disposal, albeit a very, you know, very simple puppetry techniques, albeit quite large ones. The crocodile is, I don't know where the crocodile, oh, the crocodile's over there. The crocodile's a pretty large animal. Thank you. My able assistant, that's very kind. And Nana is a divine dog.
Divine.
But I think that people love Nana, and people certainly go bananas for the crocodile.